Welcome to Taiwan Headlines, news, analysis, and context from Taichung, Taiwan. I'm Donovan Smith. All right, after four heavy-duty Taiwan brief shows on the KMT race, which was a ton of work, I thought it would be a good idea to focus on something a little less serious. Politicians on social media. Now, there are three main social media outlets that Taiwanese politicians might have accounts on for self-promotion. Twitter is the least common of the three. In general, it is used by local politicians who are interested in reaching an international audience, and the posts are usually in English, Japanese, or whatever the target language is. Many local politicians don't bother with Twitter. For example, former Kaohsiung Mayor Han Kuo-yu does have an account set up, but is essentially inactive and still lists his account as the official account of the mayor of Kaohsiung, to give you an idea of just how long it has been inactive. In fact, Han's account never once posted and only follows one account, Kaohsiung City. Now, a few are very active, however, aside from the official government accounts. Now, of course, the president's account gets a lot of attention, but the most punchy of the government accounts is the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, which often delivers hard-hitting and sometimes hilarious tweets to counter the PRC's wolf warrior diplomatic tweets. A tip on MOFA's tweets is that if at the end there is a JW, that means that Foreign Minister Joseph Wu personally penned that message, and they are usually the sharpest. Taiwan representative to the U.S. Xiaobi Kim is especially active on her personal account, and her self-description reads, "Personal account for Taiwan ambassador, representative, and cat warrior in the U.S." The sharpest and funniest, however, is the personal account of presidential spokesperson Kolas Yutaka. Her tweets are often complete gems. Here are a few. Commenting on the 100th anniversary of the CCP, quote, "The CCP wants Taiwan for their 100th birthday. Just pick something else. Grow up." Her sarcastic take on joining the WHO around the time the UFO reports kept coming out, "Maybe a UFO has a better chance than Taiwan at the WHO." Now, in spite of being presidential spokesperson, she doesn't shy away from criticizing Taiwan. Systematic bias against migrant workers in Taiwan is real, and we're seeing this in some COVID responses. Change doesn't happen overnight, but we need to keep shining a light on the problem. This is how we make progress. She also posts funny memes that it appears she's created herself, or perhaps by her staff. Now, if you follow anyone in Taiwan politics on Twitter, she's the one to follow. Another who is very active on Twitter is DPP lawmaker Wang Dingyu, who is quite eloquent on Taiwan military issues especially, and it appears to have made him a go-to guy for foreign journalists as a result. KMT chair candidate Johnny Chang, or Jiang Jitun, is also active on Twitter. The KMT's account is also active and is a frequent punching bag for Pan Greens. Apparently, one day, whoever acts as the KMT's translator or social media person lost it and accused Singaporean activist and now Taiwan resident and writer, and I'm going to mangle his name, Roy Ng, of essentially being a white supremacist in what can only be described as an unhinged rant. Another interesting politician on Twitter is Li Wen, the head of the DPP chapter in Mazu. He ran for office there and, unsurprisingly for such a pro-China series of islands, lost, but he managed to get some actual votes, which is something of an achievement. He's known for his dogged determination, and who knows, he might make some headway. Now, unlike other social media, most Twitter handles are pretty plain, mostly just their own names. Now, politicians' Instagram accounts are almost exactly the opposite of their Twitter presence. Here, the politicians are targeting a purely local audience, especially a younger audience, and the content is generally lighter-hearted. Their handles are often far more amusing. Now, it may seem odd I follow up all a bunch of politicians' accounts on Instagram, but I've noticed there often seems to be a correlation between increased activity online and some underlying political motive. While many, or even most, use their own names as their Instagram handles, it is here that many feel it is okay to get a bit more creative. For example, Hanguoyu's handle is vegetable.han, which is not a reference to being in a vegetative state, but a humorous take on the fact he used to run the Taipei Agricultural Marketing Organization and made much of his ties to farmers and for some reason loved to pose for pictures with cabbages. Recently, he's taken to adding Bible quotes to almost all of his posts, perhaps to signal he's doing some sort of penance after being kicked out of the Kaohsiung mayorship in a recall and getting crushed in the presidential race. Another with an amusing IG handle is DPP lawmaker Gao Jiayu, who is most famous for singing terribly in public and somehow getting on the news for that. Oh, and being on lots of talk shows. Her handle is NTU Fish, which I assume is her alma mater, National Taiwan University, plus fish, which is a homonym for the third character in her name. Another who has a play in his name is former Taichung mayor and transport minister Lin Jialong, who on Instagram and Facebook is Dragon for People. The long in his name means dragon. Now, Johnny Chang, or Jiang Jichen, went for a descriptive username, Taichung Johnny, as he represents a Taichung district in the legislature. One I'm a little unsure of is Lai Pingyu, who the DPP lawmaker famous for doing cosplay, whose handle is Soichi_Lai. Doing a search for Soichi turns up a Japanese manga character who is described this way on fandom.com. He is usually seen biting iron/steel nails in his mouth due to the lack of iron in his body. Like many of Junji Ito's antagonist characters, Soichi is known for his schemes, though many of them backfire in comedic and ironic ways. Now, this seems to be a curious choice as a username for a legislator, but maybe she's referring to something else I'm missing. One of my favorites is Premier Su Zhenzhang's account, which is E-Ball Go Go Go, which I can only guess refers to his bald head and reputation for being high energy. Now, Facebook is the big one. I've read in multiple sources that Taiwan has the highest Facebook penetration of any country in the world, and politicians, of course, use that to their advantage. When they make big announcements, it's often done on Facebook. For example, when President Tsai announced she personally supported marriage equality in the run-up to the 2016 election, she did it on Facebook, though many, if not most, supporters of marriage equality missed the distinction between her being of that being her personal opinion, not that of the party, which led to years of delays and much heartbreak on the part of many supporters of marriage equality, in spite of the court ruling mandating it. More recently, Eric Chu or Zhu Liluan announced his race for KMT chair on Facebook. He is one of the few with a username on Facebook which amuses me, LL Chu, which I've convinced myself means he's a big LL Cool J fan and is hoping everyone will call him LL Cool Chu. I'm sure it has absolutely nothing to do with his given names being Liluan. Nope, not at all. Definitely has to be a reference to LL Cool J. Now, being in Facebook is a must to follow local politicians, as with the possible exception of media appearances, this is where politicians do the most communication with the public. Unfortunately, the vast majority of the time, the posts are bland and meant to be widely shared, which they often are in groups that share their ideology or hate them and want to mock them. It is also the platform that tends to get them in the most trouble, often leading to lawsuits and, in some cases, of violence. As when Taoyuan City Councilor Wang Haoyu of the DPP made allegations about the Kaohsiung City Council speaker after his suicide right after the Hanguoyu recall, and Han supporters mobbed his office. His sharp tongue repeatedly got him in trouble, and he was kicked out in a recall vote after so thoroughly enraging and antagonizing Pan Blue supporters, they passionately mobilized against him. That fate did not befall former NPP and now independent Kaohsiung City Councilor Huang Jie, who, in spite of being famous for sharp questioning of Han in City Council, on social media projects an image of being kind, caring, and active in her district. Now, one last social media outlet that is important in Taiwan is Line. But this seems to be more oriented to groups of fans and followers who share memes, ideas, and at times, conspiracy theories. Now, many of our listeners have seemed puzzled why I'm not more active on LinkedIn. And now I hope you have a clearer idea as to why. It's essentially totally irrelevant to local politics, and I spend more than enough time following local social media to keep up on that for you, and don't really have time for LinkedIn. All right, we've got some more shows coming up. There's a lot going on. There's the potential 7th special municipality coming out of Hsinchu, possibly with Miao Li. And of course, there's a lot going on in the KMT chair race that I'll probably want to update you on, although I don't think I'll do a part 5 soon. And definitely keep tuning in because there's a lot going on right now, which I'm going to be commenting on hopefully soon. All right, be sure to hit like and subscribe on all those Instagrams. And, oh, sorry, we don't have Instagram on Taiwan Report. Definitely hit like and click like and subscribe on Facebook and Twitter. And, of course, follow us on YouTube or your favorite podcast carrier. And if you're on YouTube, hit that little bell so you get the notifications. And if you can, join us as a patron on patreon.com/Taiwan Report.
This has been brought to you by the Taiwan Report. For more content like this, become our patron at report.tw.
哎呦，就是那个台湾狗啦，最喜欢我的台湾狗了。